Hi, I'm Barry Donovan, and welcome to First Impression Warrior, where we share tips, insights, and advice on creating and maintaining a positive first and lasting impression, as well as discuss marketing in today's ever-changing business environment. Today, we're going to talk about tips to enhance your face-to-face networking efforts. This is part one of a three-part series. So what is business networking? Well, the Wikipedia defines it as a socio-economic business activity by which business people and entrepreneurs meet to form business relationships and to recognize, create, or act upon business opportunities, share information, and seek potential partners for ventures. So with that, in my eyes, there's a couple types of business networking. There's informal, and then there's lead-centric. When I say informal, I'm referring to events, activities, and meetings at which you seek to meet other business professionals, but there's no requirement that you provide them a lead. Lead-centric, say that three times fast, is whereby members agree to meet on a regular basis with a specific purpose of exchanging leads with each other. While both informal and formal business networking are important tools in building relationships and promoting your business, your time is valuable, and in order to get the most out of it, you should be aware of several key items or best practices. So today we're going to talk about preparation, or before you go to the event. And then the next two parts, we'll talk about what I call showtime or at the event. And then the third podcast, we'll talk about follow-up or after the event. And to simplify things, when I refer to the word event throughout this podcast, I'm using it generically to encompass events, meetings, activities, those types of things. So let's get right to it. Before you go, first thing you need to do your homework. Value your time. So go out and research the types of groups and events that are right for you. Look for groups that you feel will give you an opportunity to meet people who may be connected to the types of people / businesses that fit your target market. Additionally, seek out groups that you sense will be fun to attend or be a part of. Don't waste your time with those that do not meet your needs. If possible, research the attendees ahead of time. So many conferences provide attendees with lists prior to the event. Also, meetup groups show you who's RSVP'd for a meeting. So look over these lists, pick out five or so key people you'd like to meet with, write their names on the back of your business card, and stick it in your pocket or your purse. These are your targets for the event. Don't forget to include the host or the organizer of the event, as they are most likely very well connected and can wield some strong influence. So keep them in mind as well. And also, don't forget LinkedIn or Google. Do a search and gather a few tidbits about each of the people you want to meet so you can use them in your conversation, perhaps as a conversation starter. And we'll talk about those a little bit later. So do your homework. That's number one. Number two, set your goals. Regardless of whether or not you can access the attendee list, you should set your goal of the number of people you'd like to meet and make it quality over quantity. Make your overall goal to consciously be a giver and help those you meet first and foremost. The referrals, your sales pitch, all that stuff comes much, much later. Now, Mark West, a communications geek at Elevated Speaking, says, have a goal in mind when you network. The goal can be any purpose, finding power partners, clients, or just funds. Before you attend the event, develop a set of questions to help you more toward that goal. Getting others talking is the fastest way to find what you're looking for. Next, plan for the event. Once you've identified an event, put it on your calendar immediately. Be sure to note the start time and the location. If you're unfamiliar with the location, look it up on Google and note the best way to get there. Here's a quick tip. With your phone, take a photo of the map with the meeting location and zoom into the street directly around it. This will come in handy when you're in a rush and you can't use your GPS. Also, don't be late. Arriving a bit early may give you a chance to meet with the host or organizer before it gets kind of crazy. And remember, that host or organizer will most likely offer to introduce you to others as they arrive during the meeting. So it's very key to get there early. So what are some of the conversation starters once you get there? Well, the Boy Scouts of America motto is, as we all know, be prepared. And that goes for networking events as much as anything else. So to ease the stress of walking into a room full of strangers, consider having a few planned questions that you could ask to open up that conversation with someone. Here are a few suggestions. Now, Mark Sackett, in his TEDx Fulton Street talk, suggests you focus on the W's. Who are you? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? Or what would you like to be doing? Why specifically did you come here? What are you passionate about? What makes you jump out of bed in the morning? All great, great questions and conversation starters. Some others might include, I saw that you also work with or are a member of so-and-so. Remember, you did your research. How long have you been a member of this group or organization? What do you love most about your job? Now, if there's food at the event, perhaps try, have you tried the XYZ, or I'm going to grab a bite to eat. Would you care to join me? Topics of the day also work well. Did you see the news about blank today? Now, try to avoid politics if at all possible. And one more, how did you get into this line of work? Next, have your USP, or your unique selling proposition, your 30-second elevator intro, ready to go. Being able to answer the question, so what do you do, in a relaxed and very confident manner is very important. I'm not going to go over how to write your 30-second intro, but I will list a few resources in the podcast notes for you to check out. So my abbreviated answer to the question for my photography business is, so what do you do? I capture life's passions and create lasting memories through printed photographic wall art. Now, the next logical question someone would ask me is, how do you do that? And I would proceed to talk about the ways in which I accomplish it. You see how that works? So your homework for today, if you don't already have a USP or a 30-second elevator speech, work on one today. Next item is first impressions. You only have a few seconds to make that great first impression, so be sure to dress for the occasion. Being a creative type, I understand the desire to dress down a bit and buck the system. Having worn a jacket and tie for decades, I really don't want to wear a jacket and tie. However, if the event dress ranges from business to business casual, try to meet at least a minimum standard. Look good. In addition to your attire, be sure your business card reflects you and your brand in a highly positive light. Printed cards are inexpensive these days. You can get 500 high-quality cards for under $30, so there's no excuse there. And don't design it yourself. Pay somebody a few bucks, a professional graphic designer, if you don't already have a logo or a brand, and get it done. If you use your own photo on your card, be sure it's up to date and taken by a professional. And don't skimp on the photo. Remember, you can use it on your LinkedIn account as well, on your printed materials, on other social media, so it's a good investment. And if you want to stand out from the crowd, you might consider a digital business card. Now, there are various forms on the market ranging from free to custom design cards. If you are interested in learning more about digital cards, check out my previous ebook, Digital Business Card Best Practices Revealed, and I'll list a link to that in the podcast notes as well. Here's a quick tip, or did you know? When putting your name tag on, be sure to place it on your right chest area, not the left. Think about it. When you shake hands with somebody, the natural tendency is to look toward their right side. So that's it for today. Look for part two next week. And in the meantime, make it a great week. If you found our podcast of value, please share it with your friends and colleagues. And please, please rate and review it on iTunes or the Google Play Store. To learn more about our marketing tool that helps you create a great first impression and sets you apart from the crowd, please visit businesscard.com. That's V as in Victor, ISNESSCARD.com. Until next time, make it a great first impression.